Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for joining me for our Tuesday morning edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 33. And here the Apostle Paul describes in detail the various punishments and hardships he has endured. He claims that if he must boast, it will be about things that show how weak he is. He concludes by telling how he escaped when he was in Damascus. And if you want to, you can read about that in Acts chapter 9, verses 23 through 25. God's saving word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. And so let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 16. I repeat, no one should think that I am a fool. But if you do, at least accept me as a fool, just so I will have a little to boast of. Of course, what I am saying now is not what the Lord would have me say. In this matter of boasting, I'm really talking like a fool. But since there are so many who boast for merely human reasons, I will do the same. You yourselves are so wise, and so you gladly tolerate fools. You tolerate anyone who orders you around or takes advantage of you or traps you or looks down on you or slaps you in the face. I am ashamed to admit that we were too timid to do those things. But if anyone dares to boast about something, and I am talking like a fool, I will be just as daring. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they Christ's servants? I sound like a madman, but I am a better servant than they are. I have worked much harder. I have been in prison more times. I have been whipped much more. I have been near death more often. 5 times I was given the 39 lashes by the Jews. 3 times I was whipped by the Romans, and once I was stoned. I have been in 3 shipwrecks. And once spent 24 hours in the water. In my many travels, I have been in danger from floods and from robbers, in danger from my own people and from Gentiles. There have been dangers in the cities, dangers in the wilds, dangers on the high sea, dangers from false friends. There has been work and toil. Often I have gone without sleep. I have been hungry and thirsty. I have often been without enough food, shelter, or clothing. And not to mention other things, every day I'm under the pressure of my concern for all the churches. When someone is weak, then I feel weak too. When someone is led into sin, I am filled with distress. If I must boast, I will boast about the things that show how weak I am. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, blessed be his name forever, knows that I am not lying. When I was in Damascus, the governor under King Aretas placed guards at the city gates to arrest me, but I was let down in a basket through an opening in the wall and escaped from them. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, where Paul writes, if I must boast, I will boast about the things that show how weak I am. And again, as we discussed yesterday, these Judaizers, these false apostles, have shown up from Jerusalem, and they have physically abused the believers there, saying, hey, we're super apostles. We'll slap you around and mistreat you if you want to, because, you know, you have to obey us because we're these super duper apostles. And Paul is saying, I never did that to you. I treated you with such love and such concern, and you wouldn't accept what I had to say. Now, these guys come in, and they abuse the living daylights out of you, and you're just, oh, these are great people. Oh, they're much better than Paul. Oh, poor people. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Gracious and loving God, look with mercy and compassion on all who are suffering this day, especially those suffering persecution for their faith. Surround them with your peace and grant them release from pain and suffering. In the holy and precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10, where the Apostle Paul describes his vision from the Lord. Until we meet again tomorrow, then, beloved, may God richly bless you and yours, is my prayer.